Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Ramadan is the month of blessings. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has honored us with the incoming breezes of the month of Ramadan, and who has promised that those who avail these breezes will attain unto the vastness of paradise. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, without any partner, for He is the bestower of all bounties. And I bear witness that our Master, our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the servant of Allah and His chosen messenger from the descendants of Adnan. O Allah, bestow Your blessings and peace upon him and upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to observe taqwa, for that is what strengthens our faith, purifies our hearts, preserves our good deeds, elevates our ranks, and makes us from those who are accepted with regards to their fasting, making us from the righteous. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those who came before you, in order that you may be righteous. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ O believers, at our door is a noble guest, and that is the guest of the most blessed month, the month of Ramadan. And this month represents for us an opportunity, because it is the best of months in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For it has been honored by the descent of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the book of Allah, the Quran. And it has been honored by the fact that the days therein have been decreed to fast. And these days in turn become amongst the greatest of days with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this month has also been honored by the fact that the nights therein have been prescribed to stand up in nightly prayer. And it is for this reason that the nights therein are amongst the greatest of nights with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on a whole, Ramadan is of the most immense rank. And that is why it has been said, فِيهِ تُفْتَحُ أَبْوَابُ الْجِنَانِ وَتُغْلَقُ أَبْوَابُ النِّيرَانِ وَتُصَفَّدُ مَرَدَةُ الشَّيَاطِينِ That in it, the gates of paradise are opened, the gates of hellfire are closed, and the devils are chained. And in it, brothers and sisters, good deeds are multiplied manyfold, sins are forgiven, and blessings abound, with the ultimate blessing being becoming from the people who are given admittance into paradise and given safety and security from perdition. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that when Ramadan comes, he would say, Ya Baghi al-Khayri Aqbil, O seeker of all goodness, proceed forth. So brothers and sisters, this is our time. These are the times when those of us who seek goodness should roll up our sleeves and strive with the utmost of our ability to invest our time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all of goodness lies before us, with regards to what we can attain in this month. And this month has many ways by which you can draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each of these ways are something that we can devote ourselves to. It is the month of fasting. And so we can ensure that our fasting is done to the best and most perfect way we can do it. It is the month of charity. It is the month of reciting the Quran. And it is ultimately the month by which a person purifies and makes true their iman, their faith. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, when he saw the crescent moon heralding the beginning of the month, he would say, Allahumma ahillahu alayna bil yumni wal iman was salamati wal islam, rabbi wa rabbukallah. He would say, O Allah, let this crescent appear upon us with security and faith, with safety and Islam. My Lord and your Lord is Allah. So brothers and sisters, these are opportunities for strengthening our faith. And this is something that we should take heed of, because the days and nights of this month are limited. But were we to take heed of them, and were we to expend our time in them in the best of ways, then the mercy that we can attain would be tremendous. And it's for this reason that the one who is deprived of attaining unto this mercy by not giving the days and nights its due, then these are the people who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Ameen to when he was asked, or when he was told by Jibreel, that such people who don't take this path, they will attain unto only distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once ascending the mimbar, the pulpit. And when he placed his foot on the second step, he said, Ameen. And when he finished his sermon, the khutbah, and descended, he said, Inna Jibreel istaqbalani hina wada'tu rijlayya ala darajati thaniya. He said, indeed, Jibreel came to me when I placed my foot on the second step of the mimbar. فَقَالَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ. Someone who attains unto the month of Ramadan and does not find that their sins have been forgiven therein, then let such a person be distanced from Allah. قُلْ Amin. Jibreel then said to the Prophet, say Amin. فَقُلْتُ Amin. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Amin. So brothers and sisters, we don't want to be from this category of people who they find that the month of Ramadan comes and they increase in nothing except distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not giving this month its due. Ramadan is the month of forgiveness. It's the month of attaining unto this forgiveness that is being gifted to us, but it requires us to reach this month and to approach it in the best of ways. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever fasts Ramadan out of sincere faith and in hope of reward, then their previous sins will be forgiven. Elsewhere, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever stands in prayer during Ramadan out of iman, sincere faith, and ihtisab, and hoping for a reward from Allah, then their previous sins will be forgiven. So what is the significance of this standing or fasting with sincere faith and in hope of a reward? It means, brothers and sisters, that if we truly had faith and we truly were convinced of this great gifts and reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us, then of course that would entail we affirm the obligations of what requites them. It would entail that we affirm the obligations of the fast, that we honor the sanctity of the month, that we devote our time to prayer. If one of us was to be told that if you were to get up for tahajjud, you would get 1,000,000 dirhams, many of us would sleep awake if we could, ensuring that we never miss this opportunity. And that's because of some type of promise of this dunya. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the promise of maghfirah and a life of forgiveness and eternal bliss to be the people of Jannah who have amnesty from perdition. And should this not then translate into an increase in our himmah, a determination? Should this not translate into a determination to observe the fast to the best of our ability and to observe the prayers to the best of our ability? This is a sign of iman. And this is a sign of having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so brothers and sisters, let us not be of those who waste this opportunity. Alongside the fasting and the prayers, this is also a month of charity. So for those of you who may have to pay your zakat in this month, then this is a blessed month to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people who do so, he says, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهِ. He says, those who establish prayer and give zakat and obey Allah and His Messenger, they will be from those whom Allah will bless with His mercy. So brothers and sisters, this is a month of charity. But if it's not zakat that we're paying, then we should still be giving sadaqah, even if it's a small amount. And one of the beautiful deeds to do is to give a small amount, if possible, every single day of Ramadan, if possible. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَرُبَّ دِرْهَمٍ سَبَقَ مِئَةَ أَلْفِ دِرْهَمٍ. Maybe that a dirham may precede 100,000 dirhams. And this could happen if one is giving them regularly as opposed to a one-off, because this regular nature of our sadaqah is something that brings about reward for each day. Another type of charity that to give is to help break the fast of those who fast, even if it's with a date. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man fattara sa'iman kana lahu mithlu ajrihi ghayra annahu la yanqusu min ajri as-sa'imi shay'a." He said, whoever breaks the fast of a fasting person will receive a reward the likes of theirs without diminishing from their reward anything. And so this is a beautiful thing to do, to invite people into our homes or to give people food so that they can break their fast. And let us not forget, brothers and sisters, that this month is a month of connection of hearts as well. And that the times of suhoor and iftar, the times when we're preparing to fast by eating our pre-dawn meal, or at the time of breaking the fast, then these are times of gathering of hearts. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اجتمعوا على طعامكم واذكروا اسم الله يبارك لكم فيه. Gather around your food and mention the name of Allah therein, and you will have blessings therein, that very food will become blessed, and it will allow us to dedicate ourselves more to devotion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And about eating, there's a manner of eating. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about, he said, بِحَسْمِ ابْنَ آدَمْ أُكُلَاتٌ يُقِمْنَا صُلْبَهُ. He said, it's sufficient for the son of Adam that he eats just the things that are sufficient to fill his stomach. فَنْكَانَ لَا مَحَالَهُ. And if he must eat to a certain degree, then فَثُلُثٌ لِطَعَامِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِشَرَابِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِنَفَسِهِ. Then he should eat with one third for his food, one third for drink, and leave one third empty for breathing. So the idea of eating to excess is something we should be wary of. Quran says, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرَفِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and eat and drink and be not excessive, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ, that He does not love those who are committed to excess in terms of their consumption. And this is something to be wary of, that Ramadan doesn't increase the appetite of soul, the nafs that wants more and more and more. On the contrary, it's meant to decrease that appetite and to allow for the softness of our hearts so we can dedicate ourselves to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a blessed Ramadan, that He bless us in whatever remains of Sha'ban, allowing us to reach Ramadan in the best of ways so that we can dedicate our time therein to the siyam, to the fasting, to the qiyam, to the prayers, and to tilawat with tadabbur al-Qur'an, and to the recitation and ponderance upon the Qur'an. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Qur'an Abu Dhabi.